thunder snow is now hitting the Buffalo area. Thunder, lightning, and snow on top of the 6 feet of snow already on the ground. Roofs have collapsed. People are literally snowed into their homes. And, of course, at least 8 have died. Today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo talked about clearing the snow out.
This is, I believe, the largest deployment of its kind ever. Literally thousands of people from across the state coming in to help, and hundreds of pieces of equipment.
And they better move fast. It's going to be warm this weekend, and that will mean flooding. Brian Meyer is news director at WBFO in Buffalo. And Brian, snow's too heavy for plows. We're seeing pictures of front loaders scooping it up into trucks. How's the clear going?
Well, I'm telling you, some of even the most weather-tested Western New Yorkers are snowed out. We're used to storms.
Right.
We're used to even blizzards, but
right.
This is something that is quite exceptional. I mean, we've got 5 feet, sometimes in some cases 6 feet of snow already on the ground, now in sort of giant mounds around curbs and so forth. And we've got some areas hardest hit that may be getting up to 2 feet more.
I saw a picture of a car driving down a cleared road. And the snowpack on top of the car had to be 6 feet high. And obviously, you couldn't get it off. And I thought, when that thing goes, it's going to...
Well, guess what?
What?
I was driving to a 6 a.m. briefing this morning, and the truck in front of me had exactly that. And I was very fortunate that it came off in the other direction.
Right, right. So dangerous. Well, so maybe 60 degrees on Monday, that's got to mean flooding.
Well, absolutely. You may look at the equivalent of, say, 7 inches of rain. Imagine that. And the state has already committed some special equipment, including some pumps. This is according to county officials. But there's going to be some major flooding issues. You know, it may rival some of the challenges that we're facing with the snow version of this precipitation.
Right. Well, you know, with all these serious issues, I hate to ask what might seem like a trivial question, but we've seen so many people snowed in. 6 feet covers their whole door. And they open the door, and we've seen the funny pictures about how they're making that snow into a refrigerator. But how do you dig that out? Do you dig the snow into the house? How do you?
Well, you know, we've heard of some people that are actually hiring their own contractors to try to dig them out. Others have actually had to spend hours digging out just little narrow paths for their little canine friends. I mean, what do these dogs think? You know, so I mean, they've had to spend time, you know, digging out just small paths for their pets. So it is really it's really unprecedented.
Yeah.
You know, some of our officials here have called it an epic storm, and I don't think they're overestimating the case, at least in those hardest hit areas.
Well, be so careful when you make those little tunnels and things to get out. Those things collapse, walls collapse.
Yes.
So take care. Brian Meyer, news director there at WBFO in Buffalo, New York. Beautiful town, but you can barely see it right now. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.